Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now,
the weeping,
the weeping.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. If you're angry and want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. Actually, expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we are going to be talking about how they continue to piss us off, continue to undermine us, continue to take shit away from us. And ladies and gentlemen, I am getting pissed off. I'm getting pissed off. Enough's the fuck enough. Enough's enough. Why the fuck are we putting up with this? Why are we putting up with this shit? Some of you probably already heard Ghislaine, Ghislaine, Jizzface Maxwell. She was found guilty. Good. Fine. Fantastic. But the shit Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book to remain secret after judge warns against needless name dropping. It's not needless when the dick smugglers, these fucking kid touchers, are going after children, hence kid touchers. When they're actively harming them, we need their name so that way, A, we don't do business with them, we don't buy their tickets, we don't buy their albums, we don't vote for them, we shun them. We remove them from society. This is for the protection of children. This is for the protection of society as a whole. This is not needless name dropping. Jizzface Maxwell's little black book containing the names and addresses of nearly 2,000 world leaders, celebrities, and alleged victims will remain secret. Ms. Maxwell's defense attorneys came to an agreement with the prosecutors over the weekend not to release the 97-page directory to the public. register for free for fucking continued reading. I'm not doing all that. So, well, let's see what's this guy.
Well, who's allegedly Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice in a slew of sex trafficking and abuse charges. Now, when I did that piece, I had trouble finding photos of Maxwell that were more recent. Most of them were from her younger socialite days at parties. But now, these photos, which came up in her trial, show her and Epstein being pretty intimate later in life. The FBI found them, along with some documents, during raids of Epstein's homes in Palm Beach in New York. This is actually a help wanted ad for a massage therapist, which is allegedly how Maxwell and Epstein would lure young women and girls in. So make sure you go watch My Just One Name on Ghislaine Maxwell so you can better understand what the trial is all about as it unfolds.
Whatever. Okay. That showed nothing. But for it to remain continue. Like, honestly, this has to be the line. This has to be the line. They crossed the line. Your children are in danger. I mean, they've been in danger, but now it's like you can't know. You can't know who the fucking pedophiles are. You're protecting the pedophiles. You're supposed to be protecting us. We have a right to know who's in that fucking book. We need to demand. I demand that we learn what's in that fucking book. We need to learn those names. It's not wants, it's a need. We need to know those names. Those names need to be fucking released. Enough's a fuck enough. Like, oh, needless name dropping. How about needless? I will fucking kick ass. How's about that, needless? Needless name dropping. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Needless name dropping. Like, this is these are our children. Like, I don't even have kids, man. It's like, that is the one line. That is the one line, if anything. I mean, I know it's like, well, you have Mercedes on the show. Like, first of all, Mercedes is innocent. I'm just going to say that. You know, it's like, oh, you have Mercedes on. Okay, yeah, she's accused. I don't believe for a second she did what they're accusing her of. Because for the simple fact, they're trying to make, they're not letting her have her day in court. They let this fucking boogamooga bitch have her fucking day in court. They're not letting Mercedes have her day in court. They keep pushing the trial, so that way she just settles. She's like, okay, I'll settle. No, if you have something, fucking go to trial, present the evidence, and if it's real evidence and it's, you know, and it proves, well, that's what evidence does, then lock her the fuck up. Well, keep her locked up. Throw away the key. And I said that. I said that from day one. You guys can look it up. Mercedes Carrera arrest ramp. And I at first thought she was guilty. But talking to her and seeing what the fuck they're doing, the fuckery, it's like, wait a minute. And I've covered it. I've covered it on my podcast. I covered it on the blog, well, on the website, crotchoutradio.xyz. If in case you guys are not watching it, crotchoutradio.xyz. Check it out. It's just this is the shit that really angers me. It fucking irks me. Like, oh, she's gonna do 60 years. Like, yeah, big fucking whoop. There's still fucking animals out there. This solves nothing. This was supposed to be the dent. This was supposed to be what makes the fucking dent. Not solves it. A dent. It just, I don't fucking get it. I don't fucking get it. I don't fucking understand it. So. But it just really seems like the establishment, the powers that be, they want us to insurrect. They really, really, really want an insurrection. They want a global insurrection. Like, you know, really, do you, the same shit every time. Like, speaking about American politics, left, right, the shit. I mean, I shouldn't even go left, right. It's more like Republicans, Democrats. They don't want to solve shit. Shit that could be easily solved. They don't want to solve it. They don't want to use fucking proven fucking technologies that will solve certain issues. I mean, what makes sense for our civil defense? Yeah, we need to harden our electrical grid so that way we don't get hit by EMP pulse and lose fucking electricity. Do they do that? No. No. Maybe we should use our railroads more to transport goods because it's more environmentally and economically sound. How's about we do that? So, you know, in supplement of not fucking with truckers. Did we do that? No. How's about we just build a wall? What's wrong with building the wall? It's not foolproof. It's a deterrent. It's a supplement. It's that and more patrols. That and better technology to monitor the border. It's not like, oh, we're just going to put a wall in. That's it. No. That's racist. They'll just claim it. Well, then we fucking have someone standing there and we're like, no, Paco, get the fuck back. And we just immediately just toss them back over the fucking border. Like, go back to where you came from. Arrest the coyotes. Prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. It's like, oh, you're human trafficking. You get life in prison. Right, there you go. You get to be here forever. Have fun. No, you don't get to see your family. You don't get no visitation rights. You know, privileges. Oh, fuck you. Be a deterrent. I'm talking about make things harsher. How's about instead of fucking, oh, we gotta do something about the guns in this country. We gotta make sure we gotta get the guns up. How's about we worry more about fucking mental health? But no, that goes with the whole they want us to insurrect. They want us to go fucking insane. They want us to be so pissed off that we do go out and fucking. That's what they want. That is what they want. Don't think like that, you know, and I don't know what else to say. It's like I really don't want to play in their fucking hands. I don't want to play into their fucking hands. But they want to force us into doing shit. A needless name dropping. When I read that shit, man, it's like 12:30 in the morning. Doing this show dumb late. I mean, it just like the anger, it just boils. It just boils. They don't want to solve shit. They don't want to solve shit. They just want to, like, oh, you're racist. Freedom. Racist freedom. Like, yeah, freedom. But are you defending my freedom? No. Oh, here's a guy with a good idea. Racist! He's racist! He's racist against the indigenous people of the Wigwam Ping Pang Boogaloo fucking tribe of Mississippi. Like, what? When did that become a tribe? Last year. You're racist. You need to read a book. There was nothing written about your fucking tribe. How the fuck am I? That's not my problem to fucking educate you. You should freaking check your privilege. Check your privilege. Oh, God. I don't know what the fuck to tell you guys. Check your privilege. It really just comes down to it. It just, I'm like, excuse the fuck out of me. Like, I'm not gonna fucking start crying like Alex Jones. It's just like you want us to, like, you're like, oh, this is the biggest threat to our national security. No, you're the biggest threat to our national security. I don't feel fucking secure with you assholes in office anymore. Neither one of you. All this blah, 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 blase, blase, bullshit, bullshit gets nothing. You're getting nothing done. Nothing the fuck done. Accidental orbital cortex over the AOC. She should have just been doing the fucking OnlyFans. Honestly, I want to know how long will it be until she starts doing OnlyFans. Because that's the only use she fucking has. Maybe she could do a fucking lesbian scene with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Stop fucking with everybody. Motherfuckers got to work and pay for shit. And you're like, oh, we need money. Why don't you go and fucking earn it? Oh, wait. When you owned a fucking business, you couldn't. The taxes suck. But now that you're on forever on the government teat. You're forever on the fucking government teat. It's like, we need to tax these businesses. Tax these fucking businesses. Wear a mask. Tax these fucking businesses. Get that in your arm. I can't really say it for fucking censorship. Because, yeah, we don't believe in freedom of speech. Because everything is hate speech. Hate speech. Jared, everything is fucking hate speech. He's speaking truth. That's hate speech. Truth is hate speech. Honestly, our freedoms fucking died on September 11th, 2001. Like, I want to play some, like, I want to play some fucking Immortal Technique right now. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was you, nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Bush knocked down the towers. Tell the truth, nigga. Bush knocked down the towers. Honestly, this actually reminds me of a joke. That's a joke a friend once said in like junior high school. And honestly, now that I think about it, it seems like it's kind of true. That it's kind of feasible. Like shit's going to get so bad that the military is going to collapse and it's going to be up to the drug dealers to fucking protect liberty, to protect people. They're going to be the ones fighting. Whoever fucking tries to invade. Just. Like, I don't know what the fucking solution is. Well, I mean, I got a fucking rough idea. I mean, just insurrect. At this point, just stop complying. Okay, I can't go. I had to show a fucking vaccine passport at a movie theater. Like, what the fuck? I need. Do you have your papers? Do you have Z papers? Open up Z app and show me Z papers. Like, what the fuck? I mean, look at what the fuck they're doing in Australia. They're fucking talking about transporting people that refuse to get the in their arm. You know, get the shoot, the in their arm. That's how I'm going to get around that censorship. Fuck YouTube. Honestly, check, just bookmark my site, crouchoutradio.xyz, crouchoutradio.xyz. If I'm ever taken down, I have that digital real estate. Yummy. The digital real estate is what we do, is what we use. I mean, here's an idea. Let's stop fucking with Iraq. Make sure we get all our fucking equipment out of Iraq and not leave shit behind this time. Fucking brain dead, fucking crack, fucking kid toucher. Fucking ugh. 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 Order to you know. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got fucking Biden. One of the first weeks in office, he freaking canceled Donald Trump's executive order that was an operation targeting sex offenders. Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about more serious issues. Huh? Let's talk about somebody's gender. Like, I don't care what you want to be called. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't care what you want to be called. Fine. You want to identify as that? Fine. I don't care. Hey, Claudine. All right. Your dreams online. Okay, that's nice. Somebody just said, all right, whatever. I don't know what that means, your dreams online. Okay. Someone just sent a comment, but like, I don't care what you want to be called. All right, you want to be called Miss? All right, fine. Fine. Don't make a song and dance about it. It's like, all right. Just be fucking reasonable. It's really that simple. Like, I don't understand what the fucking problem is. Everyone wants to be a goddamn minority. Like, look, I have pride in who I am. I have pride of where I come from, who my family, like, I love my ancestors. The ones that I never even met, I love them because they made me. I come from them. So it's like, okay, it's okay to be white. Go ahead. You want to be proud that you're white? Fine. I don't care. I don't think you're a white supremacist because you're proud of being white. And this has come from someone that is actually fighting a real white supremacist. Hi, Adam Moffin. Hi, Antifa. Like, real white supremacists. But let's worry about fucking gender. Woo! We got real issues. We got real fucking problems that affect everyone, including you and your stupid fucking gender reveal party. I'm a gray. Whee! Okay, and... Anyways, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. And even after the show... Oh, thank you, Kimberly. She says, I'm looking good. Thank you. I got a haircut yesterday. I spent the extra money. I got the hot towel and the massage. The 5-second massage with the guy puts the motor on his hand, the gloves, and like, you know, it's like, yeah, that felt good. I really need to spend the money and get a real massage. But, yeah. But if you guys want to call in, numbers 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. Oh, shit. I don't got the fucking Google Voice. All right. Let's get the Google Voice number. The Google Voice opening it up. All right. There we go. Now it's open. Phone lines are officially open. So you guys want to call in. Ooh, looks sexy. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I try to look sexy. But to recap, just face Maxwell. We're going to see. We're going to keep the little black book sealed because we don't want unnecessary name dropping, says the judge. That burnt me. I'm not going to lie. That shit pissed me the fuck off. We got Legal Latino Heat. What's up, Legal Latino Heat? Hey, Miss Terrace? Really? What's up? Ghislaine Maxwell fuckface. She's getting 60 years. Yeah, okay, and how's about we get rid of, the rest of them now? Can we, go through that fucking book? What, are you afraid that is, they're going to drop a name and someone's actually going to take a shot? Who gives a fuck? At this point, who gives a fuck? I don't give, honestly, who gives a fuck if someone goes on the sex offender registry and starts offing motherfuckers? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I wouldn't care. I would be like, finally. Yeah, you're good, Legal Latino Heat. I would call in, but I just got out of work and he's tired. Yeah, it must have been a long day. I've had those long days. We got Joe Flink. He goes, in my experience, people who are overly obsessed with their race, creed, and tribe are severely lacking in real achievements in their own lives. Yeah, I agree. But, there is a balance, though, because, look, I am proud of who I am. I'm proud of where I come from because it made me who I am. I love my culture, but you're right. I try to go for my own accomplishments. I mean, but it's like, but the thing that also kills me is you have these people that I identify as Jim Zher Jing Zhang Juju Boo Boo, whatever, come up with these new fucking terms because, yeah, they haven't accomplished shit. They're not brown, so they don't have the protections. So I don't feel any more protected than a white person. I don't get it. But everyone wants to be, like, in the words of Paul Mooney, the late Paul Mooney on the Chappelle Show, everybody want to be a nigga, but no one want to be a nigga. And there's a lot of truth to that statement. Every, like, all these, like, cultureless, fucking flavorless people, they want to be, they want to act a certain way, but they don't want none of the responsibilities. They don't want none of the negatives that come with it. I mean, look, there are negatives to being a Puerto Rican. Hell, I get looked at like I'm a fucking rapist by women, like, automatically. It's like, I get looked at like as someone that's going to be like, is going to fucking flip out. Yeah, well, that's true. I am going to fucking flip out. But we, let me put that call in number again. You guys want to call in? But yeah. Just face Maxwell. Ugh, God, I can't stand her so bad. I can't stand her ass. But definitely check out my site, crotchradio.xyz. Oh, man. So we got to talk about race. We talked about sexuality. Like, I don't care who you want to have sex with. I don't care. Why do I need to care? Why? Why do you need my approval? Just do you. Like, honestly, just do you. I don't care. I don't care who you like to have sex. You're gay. Go. Beat. Boom. Live. I don't care. Why do you need my approval? And I keep asking, why do you need my approval? What is your struggle? And why do any of these fucking politicians want to actually solve shit? None of the, like I said before, none of these goddamn politicians don't want to, left, right, don't want to solve shit. They just want to argue, bicker, and do nothing and pass some fucking worthless fucking legislation. Oh, by the way, let's go fight those motherfuckers across the fucking world over there for some strange motherfucking reason for 20 fucking years. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we. How's about all that money? We fix our fucking infrastructure so fucking trains don't fucking derail and bridges don't goddamn collapse. How's about that? How's about we employ people to, like, actually, yeah, dig some ditches so that way there's no fucking floods? How's about that? How's about we solve some of that shit? How's about we strengthen our fucking nation's defenses? How's about that? How's about we do that shit? How's about we make it so that way we have really fast internet like they do in Japan? Japan has stupid fast internet. How's about we make it so that way people in rural areas in the states are able to get on the internet and actually do shit and take advantage of certain commerce, and so that way they could sell their apples across the internet and just have them delivered instead of having to go and deal with these predatory fucking companies that will fucking bullshit them out of money. How's about we do that shit? How's about we make a lot of these fucking motherfuckers pay their fair share? Don't kill them with taxes, but make them pay their fair share. How's about we do that? So that way you don't start fucking with every other, like, small working American. How's about we do that shit? How's about we actually have a flat fucking tax? How's about we do something, because you know how much I make. It's reported to you automatically. Why the fuck do I got to do the math? You guys couldn't do it easily, and it will save me money instead of me having to pay hundreds of dollars on fucking tax software where I'm doing all the work. I'm doing all the work already. Because I'm plugging in the numbers, motherfuckers, and they all it is a glorified calculator. I'm paying hundreds of dollars for a glorified calculator. How's about we do that shit? No, but you want to push me to fucking get pissed off and then you get mad when I fucking want to insurrect. You get mad when people want to run into the fucking building and just drag you by your fucking cunt hairs and just beat the shit out of you. Honestly, if that January 6th was a real Patriot planned fucking thing, they would have been real change. They would have. But you had these fucking retards. We're going to go touring it. We're going to do some dumb shit. We're going to follow the obvious Fed into the building. Duh. Yes, we're gonna believe in fucking QAnon, Q-tards. Fucking retarded assholes. Don't even know shit about conspiracy. Am I going nuts? I mean, honestly, in the chat room, am I going nuts? As I wait for a fucking response. Go ahead. I mean, you guys could chat it up. I mean, because I think I'm going fucking insane right now. I really do think that. I'm going nuts. Like, I'm so fucking angry. Like, I'm not getting angry. I'm already pissed the fuck off. I'm pissed off every day. I can't even listen to fucking... Yeah, Kimberly's like, yes, I'm going insane. Thank you. Like, I want to tear that bitch's head off. I want to kill pedophiles. I think I'm one bad day away from becoming Dexter. Fake make hate what? Joe think you should be pissed. Yeah. I'm just, I want, like, and this is probably going to be used against me in my trial once I go fully insane and just start going after the bad guys physically, or at least attempt to. I'll probably get shot to death. And they're like, he said this in a Paloma for Trump Dogs is here. Hey, Paloma for Trump Dogs. How's everyone's favorite fake fucking patriot who lives in another country who's running for fucking office? That's another thing that bitch fucking pisses me off. Like, oh, I'm running for Congress. No, bitch, you just want clout. I can't stand fucking grifters. That's another thing that hurts us. Like, I've been dealing with fucking grifters for, like, what, 15 years already? I don't know, what, since 2008? I've been dealing with fucking grifters. To the point where, you know, I could smell it. Jovi Vow, not a true believer. Paloma, not a true believer. Luke Rakowski, not a true believer. Hell, I'll throw Alex Jones in there. Not a true believer. Well, I mean, I guess he has to become a true believer now, because if they're really, truly fucking with him. But I have my doubts. Because he likes to be like, oh, I'm going to quit. I'm going to do this fucking, doing all this fucking sad boo-hoo bullshit. Shut the fuck up. If you're really that fucking tough, you'll stay in the fucking fight and shut the fuck up. And do what you got to do. If you're really body about it. Paloma, I'm going to, everyone's stalking me. Everyone hates me. Like, bitch, stop sleeping with married men, you fucking cunt. Stop trying to fucking do everything for clout, you stupid bitch. Stop it. Just be real. Just state what you want. You just want everyone to look at you and think you're pretty. Okay, fine. Like, you know why I do this show? Yeah. Do I want to become famous doing comedy? Yes, I want to be famous doing comedy. But at the same time, this is an outlet for me. And hopefully, like, people want to, like, listen to me or watch me and follow me and support me. Great. If not, I'm still going to do this. Even if I have zero listeners, I'm still going to be screaming into the void till someone listens. Because I'm a true believer. Like, yeah, I got links. Hey, you want, like, you know, you want, and I'm going to put ads on this. Once the recording is up on anchor.fm, if you guys want to follow me on anchor.fm, feel free. Yeah, go ahead. Call in, Paloma, for Trump Dogs. Call in. It just, like, I don't feel helpless. I think we could turn this shit around, but it's going to take a lot of rage. It's going to take a shit ton of rage. I'm talking about real righteous rage. Like the type of anger that you feel like you're on fire. Have you ever felt that anger, that type of rage before? And why am I leaning my face like this? I've been doing this like got it. So, yeah. I mean, if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. 347-927-6824. And once the show is done, pigeon anger. What's pigeon anger? She's definitely bleak on the socio-political level. But you gotta look on the bright side. We are on the brink of a new frontier that gives me hope. Joe, what is that new frontier? Like, call in, cause I mean, I would like to know. Like, I would like to know the optimism you have. I mean, yeah. I mean, talk to me. So. Do I got the thing on? Yeah, I got the phone lines open. Let me close this. So, what's pigeon anger? That's what I need to know. Am I a pigeon now? Actually, that's the one thing I never understood. Why do you call her a pigeon? Mars beckons. Again, I don't know what that means. Mars, like as in the god of war. Paloma's okay. Hey guys, can you do full thoughts, please? Help me out. If you're gonna chat, put full thoughts in the chat. Or at least call in. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't planning on doing some Reed's Case for Mars by Robert Zubin. We're going where? The Case for Mars. Okay, let's see the Case for Mars. Oh, it's an actual book. Okay. Thought it was going to be a PDF. It's only 368 pages. Oh, yeah, I could knock that shit out. You know, fuck it. I'll pick it up at Barnes & Noble Mañanas. The plan to settle the red planet and why we must? Oh, what? To go to Mars? Since the beginning of human history, Mars has been an alluring dream. The stuff of legends, gods, and mystery. The planet's most like ours. It has still been thought impossible to reach, let alone explore and inhabit. But all that changed when leading Space Exploration Authority Robert Zubin crafted a daring new blueprint, Mars Direct, when it was first. Okay. Okay. I did give out the numbers on the screen, Joe. Like, jeebus. 927. Okay, let me put it in the chat then. There we go. There you go. You guys want to call in? There you go. So, the case for Mars so basically we're going to be settling on Mars. Well, they are sending that 19-year-old girl, and I forgot why they're sending that, why it's going to be an old woman crew that goes to Mars first, because men need to fuck. They're just going to end up fucking each other on that goddamn thing. They're going to have zero. Honestly, I hope their Brazzers cameras on there, because you know there's probably going to be some zero-G fucking scissoring. Zero-gravity scissoring. That's going to be a new fucking porn genre. Scissoring in space. We need a frontier, just like before. That's how we got freedom to begin with. Yeah, but you don't think that they'll fucking that the powers that be that will fuck with that? I mean, look, have you ever watched that that show, the Expanse? They'll just control the people of Mars with water. Be like, oh, you better take your shot, or you won't get the 50 billion gallons of water. Haha, you're gonna be really thirsty. I mean, that's how. Oh. All right.
Call from
Joseph Flink.
To accept, press 1.
Jose.
Hey, how's it going, Louis?
How you doing, brother? So like I was saying, have you ever seen that show, The Expanse?
I have not watched it, but I've seen some breakdowns of it, and I don't know about the plot or anything, but the physics are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they're pretty accurate.
Yeah, but like you said, we need a new frontier. And that's where,
yes,
that's where we'll get freedom. But the thing is, in the show The Expanse, the people on Mars didn't really have freedom. They used resources to control the people of Mars. And also the people that the miners on the asteroid belt for control, they use resources to control. So what's to stop that from happening in real life? Because
the cops are not close. You understand? Because you can make a base on the moon, but you're never going to get anything out of the moon. I mean, you'll be able to make fuel and stuff, but it's carbon poor. Mars has everything. It's very hard. It's very difficult to get there. But because it's difficult to get there, they're not just like with the Earth or with the New World and the Spanish and the Atlantic Ocean, the cops couldn't patrol it. Mm. The cops couldn't, you know, so it's a matter of they're going to have to be very independent and very resourceful, because death is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. That's what we're lacking. Mm-hmm. So,
death?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with The Expanse. I mean, I assume, you know, I'm sure it's a great program, but the point is, like, you could put a base on the moon, but the Earth is so close. They're going to get all the resources from this planet because it's too convenient.
Yeah, but there's no water. That's the thing. That's one
on Mars.
Yeah.
No, there's water on Mars. They've just found some in Valles Marineris, like just right underneath the surface, like 3 feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, but is it? Would it be?
It's locked up in ice. It's not. It's not like on Earth. But it's there. There's a permafrost. If you go up to the North Pole, you get right on the surface. But even in, they found just recently in the equatorial regions, there's massive reserves, like whole glaciers.
Hmm.
I guess my point is that mm-hmm. you always have to have people expanding the range of humanity. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you die. You either grow or die. And now we haven't been growing for a long time, not since the American Revolution, basically.
Right.
Well, so actually, we're in a stagnant period.
Yeah, well, birth rates are falling across the world, so you might have a point.
Yeah, I think so. I'm very that's what gives me hope, especially with SpaceX and what they're doing. I mean, Elon Musk understands this.
Hmm. Yeah, but he also wants to put chips in our head.
Yeah, but you know why?
Why?
Because if you don't have control of your legs, you can make a device. I mean, he's trying to make a device that can be put in your spinal column that can actually communicate with your legs. You get to bypass all of that. But the real reason he's doing that is actually more interesting, because AI has become a real formidable. AI is very. Might be very scary.
Not might be.
And he wants to. I mean, it can already beat every chess player in the world. And
not Bobby Fischer.
So he's like, well, sorry.
Not Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer don't take no shit.
No. It's beating everybody, as far as I understand. I could be wrong, but I think that's true.
Let's look that up.
So what he's saying is if AI is going to actually achieve consciousness, then it's best that we develop a best strategy to be symbiotic with it rather than have a position where it feels threatened by humans, because that could be really bad. You know, when you're talking about something that can learn 60,000 times faster than humans,